Good morning. We continue with our limud of Mishnayos. We are in Maseches Trumos. We are in Perek Beis. We are up to Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah continues with the different types of minim, the different species of food that you could either mix together or not mix together and take off truma from one on the next. The Mishnah writes, "In tarma mimin al she'ena minay, you cannot take from two different types of minim." So now this mim al she'ena minay is different than the type of min b'she'ena minay that we know with regard to the halachas of taruvas, of a mixture. Here it literally means the type of food that you're using. It's not the, in other words, the specific food, as opposed to being grain, dry materials, wet materials. Over here, it's the specific food, the grain or the fruit that you're using. You have to take off truma from each individual fruit. So the Mishnah is going to give a few examples, but the Mishnah says, "In Torah, main truma se truma." If you were to mix a bunch of different types of fruits or different types of produce together, and you took off truma from one on the next, ain't truma se truma, does not work. And there's a number of different sources where this comes from. Some learn it from different psukim. There's some psukim which the word mimenu, miminai, the Gemara explains, or kadagum and agar and chamleim and ayekev. The Torah specifically differentiates between the different types of minim. So therefore you have to take off truma from every single type of fruit or vegetable or grain that you have. You can't just take from one type of produce for everything else that grew. So the Mishnah continues, kol min chitim echad. So in other words, you can't take off wheat on figs or dates. You can't take off from figs for the wheat. But the Mishnah does say, kol min chitim echad. All types of wheat is going to be the same. So even if you have some wheat, which is of one type, it's a red type of wheat, or if it's white, if it's black, the different types of wheats that grow, you could mix it together and you could take off truma from one to the next. And the same thing is true, coming to Einim with Gregris with Devela Echad. To Einim, which are figs, and Gregris are dried figs, and Devela, they're pressed together, so they're really, ultimately, they're all made out of figs, even though they're really different in the way that we use them, nevertheless, they're considered one thing. B'tar Mizel, Zay, you could take from one to the next. And the Mishnah continues, Kamakim Shish Kayin, a separate halacha. Anytime you have a kayin present, you're going to give him the truma right away. Tayrim and ayafa, you give him from the highest quality that you have. Chomakim she'en kayin, anytime there's no kayin present, you have to wait until you find him. And therefore, it may take time. The Mishnah says, Tayrim and a meskayim take what will last the longest. So if you could have some fresh fruit, which is the most delicious, it's the highest quality of the fruit, but if you're to save it for 2 weeks, by the time you find the kayin, it's going to be rotten. So if you take from the dried fruit, that could last a few months. So the Mishnah says, you should always take from what is best for the kayin, either the highest quality food for now, or in the meskayim, something that will last long. Yehuda Eimer, La'ilim Hutayim and Ayafer, Yehuda says, no, you always take from the highest quality fruit, and you're not concerned that the kayin is going to lose out. We'll continue with this theme tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. If we could say Kaddish, we have a yard site today.